When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, a stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
Well, a couple things that jumped out. Number one, if I were SMU, I'd feel really good. Regardless of what happens in the title game, I think we're going to feel really good. As far as Alabama over Miami, I think that's going to be a slippery slope as these playoffs continue to develop, because you have a team in one of the Power Four conferences that has the least amount of losses when it comes to these two teams. Miami is 10-2, Alabama is 9-3. And so to put Alabama in over Miami right now, I think that's one of those things, man, we better be careful as far as that's concerned when these schedules are imbalanced.
Yeah, but the schedules are imbalanced. I mean, that's the point of it, right? Is that's Booger McFarland from ESPN. Alabama's played a much harder schedule than Miami has. And they rewarded you if you played a less hard schedule and only lost once. But if you played a less hard schedule and lost twice versus a team that played a harder schedule and lost three times, then there's going to be some discrepancy. Like, there's going to be some argument. Like, I think that's one of the big picture takes from this whole process, is so much of the old standard or so much of the old way that you thought about how they rank these teams has changed a bit because it's different. There's 12 of them now.
Right.
Like, the schedules are also different now. Like, the conferences have different teams in them now. Look who plays in the Big Ten and the SEC now that didn't even last year. Same thing as the ACC and the Big 12, but the Big Ten and the SEC added really, really good teams that are 1-2 in the country right now. So that's what it is. Like, teams don't play the same schedule, so you have to evaluate them accordingly.
And then the turnaround of, well, they need to start adding different opponents and everything for these easier games, harder opponents. These schedules are made 3 years in advance.
That's true.
You know, and so it's hard as hell to be like, okay, we don't want to play this team, we want to add this team right here. The schedules have been made already going forward and everything like that. And I just go back to it where, you know, it's going back to the beginning of the season and thinking that an Oregon has done it, so God can give them props to it, going undefeated. But it's going to be rare to have an undefeated team in stuff like this now. It really, really is. And so,
especially in the SEC and the Big Ten,
It's just going to be hard as hell.
Shout out to Oregon for doing it in the Big Ten.
It's going to be hard as hell, man, because, I mean, the Oregon did beat Ohio State. Mm-hmm. They did beat Wisconsin on the road. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have done what they need to do, but, you know, when you look at, you know, say, for instance, Wisconsin ain't playing nobody. Indiana. And the one thing they played against, they got thrashed.
Yep.
The one good thing they got thrashed.
Well, that's the thing, too, is like, you're going to start bringing in different arguments as the circumstances shift. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, Oregon's undefeated, so you don't talk about their strength of schedule. They have the 60th strength of schedule, but they beat everybody.
Right.
So, all right, you know?
Yes.
Then you kind of go down the line a little bit. Georgia didn't beat everybody, but they have the third hardest schedule in the country.
Right.
So they're going to get a little bit more benefit of the doubt.
Does that thing change throughout the season?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, I thought we had the hardest one.
I guess it got a little easier.
Oh, okay. All right. Like, I was like, damn, I always thought when I heard that yesterday, I was like, hold on, I thought Georgia had the first. Or they had the first strength of schedule. Or record.
Oregon has the best strength of record.
Okay.
Georgia has the second best strength of record.
Because
that factors in wins and how hard they were to come by.
Okay.
let me tell you who has the hardest strength of schedule. Okay. As of right now, the team that played the hardest schedule in the country was Mississippi State. But I mean,
look who they played.
Look who they played.
Yeah, look who they played.
Yeah, but they're not getting in because they played a hard schedule. Look they didn't beat anybody.
No, they played a hard schedule because they stink?
And here's why, though. Here's why. Because as the season unfolded, that loss that they had to Arizona State in week two, that's a better game. Arizona State might go to the playoff if they win on Saturday, man. Right? So, yeah. But that's how it should be. Strength of schedule should not be determined before the season.
I agree. But
has to be determined based on what the team does throughout the year.
But I think that, and that's why when people were saying,
they finished the season. This was the final three games that Mississippi State played. Tennessee, Missouri, Ole Miss. Brutal.
They got smacked in all of them.
They also played Texas, Georgia, Texas A&M, back-to-back-to-back games.
That's a hard schedule.
It's a really hard schedule.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And they fought through it, Andy, too.
They only lost to Georgia by 10. They only lost to A&M by 10. They beat UMass.
There we go. And UMass gave Georgia trouble.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a hard life, man.
Yeah.
That's a hard life.
Yeah, man. But, I mean, I understand Miami. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that Miami don't deserve it. I understand their gripe and everything like that. But I'm just going with the ultimate. I just think Alabama's better.
Right.
I think they're better.
And it's
Alabama.
I do too.
And it's Alabama. The thing with Miami was Miami played with their food all year long.
Mm-hmm.
They really, really did. And they had an opportunity up there in Syracuse up 21-0.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have an opportunity, and their coach, right on time, what he does in every big damn game, mm-hmm. makes a dumbass decision. That field goal was not going to help you at all. It's 4th and 10. You got one of the best quarterbacks in the country. Go for it. But not here, because it's Mario Cristobal. No. We're gonna kick a field goal.
In the era of not taking the points.
You're gonna have to score a touchdown anyways, that, right?
Only Cristobal would make that decision in that moment. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, man. All right. So that's the stuff that happened last night. It matters because they said on the broadcast last night that teams are locked in. They never said anything like that before. They never said locked in before as far as teams don't have games left. The order that they're in is set. So there you go. And I don't blame you. Get on social media or text your buddy who's a fan of the team that's near yours or whatever. That's fine. Expend your energy however you want. But South Carolina is not going to be able to litigate its way past Alabama in the rankings.
Even if Clemson beats SMU, there's still no argument with South Carolina. I mean, it's an argument. Because we beat the ACC champion.
We just beat Clemson. We just beat the ACC champion. And then Alabama and Ole Miss say, we beat you. And to me, that's the easiest one. I think South Carolina is a really awesome story, and I love watching them play this year, and they've gotten better and all that. But, I mean, the two teams in front of you beat you.
Yep.
What am I supposed to say?
Yep.
What am I supposed to say? All right. There's games this weekend, too, games that are actually going to be played, not just debated. Here's Kirby Smart talking about Arch Manning.
He can run their entire offense while at the same time creating design runs or off-schedule runs, and both are scary because design runs with him are tough to defend because you're having to defend the whole field, and then he's also an elite thrower and passer. I mean, he's a great player, and they brought him along the right way.
I'm just trying to figure out, because you said it, and how much do you think he plays? I think he's going to play.
Mm-hmm.
I do think he's going to play. But is he going to play like he's the starter?
That's a great question.
You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I think they're going to bring him in. But my thing is, are they going to bring him in on short yardage, goal line, things like that? Or are they going to let him play in the field and run the offense?
Yeah, give him drives?
Yes.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I don't know
the answer to it.
I think
that's the only thing. I think
the smart thing to do would be to – I mean, because, look, what does Georgia's defense struggle against?
Running quarterback.
Mobile quarterback.
Yes.
Right? And Quinn clearly isn't.
Right.
And Georgia did not struggle against him. Arch did bust one big play against Georgia.
He
didn't play much. And it was, the way that all went down was tough. The game plan got completely blown up by what Georgia's defense was doing. So I would see what it looks like early.
But the reason I said that is because, Kirby, when they played Alabama and Jalen Hurts came in, they were unprepared for Jalen Hurts.
That's right.
I don't know if that'll be the case this time. Because he's talking about this, and he's talking about Arch. So they're going to have, whatever, when Arch comes in and calls and all those different things. I'm just curious how much he plays. All right, because he is a fantastic young player.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he ain't all the way there yet, everything. But the one thing that a young player that's athletic at a quarterback position can do and rely on are his legs. And he can give Georgia problems like that because, for some reason, I still, to this day, don't understand why Georgia cannot defend mobile quarterback. I don't think that they account for them enough. That is my biggest thing because they cover everything, but they just don't account for the quarterback, which obviously baffles me. But, yeah, I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Who got better over the last time they played each other? I know our damn quarterback has.
Definitely.
Yeah, I know our damn quarterback has gotten a lot better.
He's played, like that. He's played night and day.
He's playing is night and day from that game. Now, as far as the collective team, has Georgia's defense got better? I don't think they have.
No.
I don't think so.
That's the best they ever played.
The Texas game is the best defense played all year long.
Played good against Tennessee, too, but, yeah, that's the best they played.
Yeah. Now, is that same defense there? Because the personnel is still there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the personnel is there. I think there was a couple defensive linemen that were out that game that will be playing in this game.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Texas defense has been elite all year, we were able to run the ball on them. And so, I mean
– Yeah, I don't know if Texas' defense is playing better or the same, but they're playing great.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they were
the way they played against A&M was impressive.
But the thing about it is that they did the one thing that against A&M.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And then that you have to do.
Yeah.
You stop the running quarterback. They have nothing.
Right.
They have
exactly.
No bounce back and all those different
they're
things.
They're totally one-dimensional.
There's different things that go on with. I think it's going to be a hell of a football game. I do think Georgia's going to win the football game.
I do too.
But I think that, you know, if that Arch Manning in the running part of it, because I'm not worried about Arch throwing the football.
No.
I'm not worried about that part. I know he can spin it. I'm just worried about those type of runs like that Georgia is typically beat on when they play a quarterback like that some reason.
I just don't know how. And look, they knew Haynes King was going to play.
They knew Haynes King was going to run the football.
Right.
That is a big part of their offense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Arch is him.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think Arch is Milrow.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
Arch can move, but he's not one of those two dudes. Mm-mm. And those two dudes toe our ass up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But again, he might not be them, but he's in the category of a place that Ewers obviously isn't. So you want to try to mix that in. But then, like we said just a minute ago, just to get back to it, like, they shouldn't be surprised by it.
No.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. They look surprised when Jalen Hurts kind of game. You're like,
but also, like, damn. They knew Milrow was playing and they knew Haynes King was playing.
And they ran all over him.
And they ran all over the place. So it wasn't the surprise factor. The Hurts was a surprise factor. or Hurts to Tua was a surprise factor back in all those years ago. Arch shouldn't be a surprise, but I don't think it's been a surprise this year that's gotten in their way. It's, for whatever reason, can't tackle running quarterbacks.
But the thing about it is, I think those two runners are night and day, head and shoulders above Arch.
I think so, too. But here's, and we said this earlier this week, the thing that Georgia's defense, for whatever reason, isn't good at is tackling.
For some reason.
And so.
It's just awful.
Yeah.
How bad they tackle.
It's not a good thing to not be good at.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.